Welcome back to Studying's Podcast. This is Anji.
This is Jay.
Welcome to 350th episode. 350話でございます。よろしくお願いします。Okay, so we have our guest Jay.
Again.
Yes, sir. で、yesterday もそうだし、今日もそうなんだけど、we are introducing some English phrases.
Yes.
And today we have our phrase, in the bag.
In the bag.
In the bag. カバンの中見せてちょうだいって。
In the bag.
In the bag. 実はね、これカバンの中じゃないんですよ。もうお察しの通りかと思うんですぐ言うんですけど。What does it mean, Jay? In the bag.
In the bag means that you are absolutely certain.
Absolutely certain.
Absolutely certain.
もう確実ってことね。
Yes.
もう超絶確実ってこと。ちょっとよくわかんないと思うんだけど、確実にって意味で、確実に何かを手に入れられるとか、絶対実現できるって、こう、なんていうの、自信持って言う状況を指します。
Yes.
で、大体物が主語に来ますね。まあ、ちょっと例文をあの出せたらと思うんですけど、Do you have any examples for us, Jerry?、
So, one example could be, I feel really good about my interview today.
Okay.
So, I think this job is in the bag.
Oh!
So, I'm feeling confident.Because I did such a good interview.
Yeah.
That this job, it's already mine. It's already in the bag.
In your bag.
It's already in my bag. I already put it in my bag. It's already in my bag.
Yeah, それ盗んでへん、大丈夫? Shoplifting じゃないの、それ?
No. It's in the bag.
待って、shoplifting で日本語で何だったっけ?
Shoplifting.
Oh, God. G-man だよね。shoplifting, 何だっけ?
Shoplifting? You're like shoplifting.
Stealing? So.
Stealing?
And in Japanese, だよ。
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Japanese. Japanese. 万引き。
万引き。
はい、ごめんなさい。
Yeah,
shoplifting.
It's not shoplifting.
はい、今のは面接を終わって、mm-hmm. あ、もう絶対俺受かったわ、みたいな。Mm-hmm. もうこの仕事はもう俺のもんだっていう、
yes.
もうその、超自信満々な状態で、もう自分に手に入ったっていうのを説明するために、比喩として、in the bag、カバンの中に入ってる状態って、もうそれって自分の持ち物じゃないですか。
Mm-hmm.
なので、まあそれを比喩表現として多分出てきたんじゃないかっていう、あのフレーズですね。
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good example. Is there other examples?
You can also do it with like tests as well. So,、
Ooh.
I studied for this test.So much,、
mm-hmm.
this test is in the bag.
Okay.
So I've studied it so much that I already know the test is going to be easy.
Oh.
So it's like, this test is already in the bag.
なるほど。めっちゃ勉強したから絶対うまくいくはずや。
Yes.
っていうことやね。
Yes. It's in the bag.
In the bag. じゃあやっぱり主語がものだね。テストがとかジョブがあの in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
はいよっていうことでした。じゃあこれ、まあ今ので大体伝わったかなとは思うんだけど、well, what kind of situation do you exactly use?
In?、I think a lot of the times you'd just be using it in a very casual conversation.
Yeah.
In a very、yeah. casual conversation with friends.
With friends,
with
ね、
friends
ね、
yeah.
You wouldn't say this to a boss or whatever. It's too arrogant.
It would sound too cocky.
Yeah.
Sounds
cocky は
overconfident.
Overconfident. Cocky はね、傲慢とかすごいこう自信過剰なっていう意味なんだけどね。Overconfident もそうだね。
Mm-hmm.
ちょっと偉そうだよね。
But I mean, if the boss likes that kind of attitude, then go for it.、
But、oh!
Maybe they like to see that kind of like overconfident or at least confidence.
I feel like this is like really American な気がするね。
Yes, it's very American.、
Mm.
It's very
アメリカ人の方が使うイメージは結構つく。本当にこの自信満々で結構もう皆さん誇張されて言うのが当たり前のこうコミュニケーションなので、それで使ってたりするのはイメージできますね。ネイティブの方がカジュアルでっていう形です。
Mm-hmm.
イギリス人とかね謙虚だからなんか謙虚なコミュニケーションスタイルだから多分あんま使わないっていう、
mm-hmm.
はい形です。
It also has more of a、masculine feel to it.
Ooh,、so、masculine. More,、ちょっと男性の方が。
So more guys would be using like, oh, it's in the bag.
Okay.
It does have more of a masculine tone to it.
I feel it's because like, you know, it sounds like you're overconfident、mm. that, you know, girls wouldn't really want that. Maybe like sports とか.
Sports,
I feel like、
right.
guys can use it in sports. Like,
For sure. The trophy's in the bag.
Trophy's in the bag.
Or like, this competition's in the bag.
This game is in the bag.
Right.
Because I'm here, みたいな.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
like, it's me.
いいそう。確かに。このトロフィーはもう in the bag だ。もう俺らのもんだ。とかね。スポーツのシーンとかでも言いそうな感じがするね。
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay. One question is that...確実って意味ではさ、I'm sure about this とかさ、I'm sure that I got this job とかって言えるじゃん。
Right.
What's the difference between sure and in the bag?
Oh, so I think I'm sure I got this job.
Yeah.
It feels close to 99% or even 100%.
Like, I'm sure I got this job.
I got this job.
99, 100.
Right. So basically 100.
100, then it.
Right.
Yeah.
But then in the bag, it feels like 110%.
110.
110%.
그래서 코에쳤던다.
Right, right. So it's like overconfident.
Overconfident.
Like way too confident.
Okay, that's why girls would just use sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm sure I got
this. I'm sure I got this.
Right.
I got
this. And then guys would be like, oh, it's in the bag.
It's in the bag.
Right. 110%.
Oh my god, that's so easy to imagine that. Oh, I see. Oh, いいね。 Sure だと、that overconfident な印象はつかないね。ただフラットに、確実だろうっていうニュアンスで、in the bag だとそこにこう、ちょっとこう、かなりこう、誇張された自信過剰な感じが入ってくるっていうイメージですね。
Yes,
面白い、めちゃくちゃ面白いやん。That's good。まあこういう感じでちょっとまあ日本人からしたらちょっとこう自信満々すぎねとか、まあもしかしたら聞こえなくないかもしれないけど、まあでもこれもね海外の文化なので、こういうふうにこう誇張するっていうのは結構普通だよね。
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So なのでそこのニュアンスとかも向こうのカルチャーをこう勉強しながらニュアンス合わせていけたらいいんじゃないかなと思います。はい。Alright, that will be it for today. Tomorrow, we have another, phrase introduction from 8 a.m. in the morning. で、次のフレーズはなんとこちらです。Pink slip.
Pink slip.
Pink slip. Well, it's pink time. It's my time, though.
Pink slip.
What is it? What is
Ooh,
it?
I wonder what that is.
Wonder what that is. Hi. 明日もこうご期待ください。最近はね、こう通勤とか家事やりながら聞いてますっていう方もたくさんいらっしゃって本当にありがたいことでございます。はい。また引き続きリクエストとかあったらいつでも送ってください。All right. That'll be it for today. I hope you learned something new and we will see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jai.
Bye-bye.